A reading of the Gospel of John, chapter 15. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Because you don't belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Brothers and sisters, this is a difficult text, the one I've just read to you, because it deals with conflict and persecution. Are we Christians people who suffer persecution? Should we suffer persecution? Is there a conflict between us and the world? I would say that this question has been debated for the last 20 centuries. At the beginning, when John wrote his gospel, that was about at the end of the first century, the response was pretty clear. Christians were persecuted. Quite a few lost their lives. In fact, most of the apostles lost their life. There was a direct opposition between the early Christian community and at the beginning the Jewish community, with which the first Christians were quite clearly identified, but gradually separated, and then with the Roman Empire. But later, the church under the Roman Empire became associated with the Roman Empire and became part of the world. And for centuries, Christians have been close to the dominant power. It's only recently, the century or two, that Christians are at least legally independent from the state again. But does the text of John refer only to the big picture, to the political situation? I would say in some cases, yes. There are still Christians who suffer because simply the fact they are Christians. I think here, for instance, of Iraq at the moment, or Syria, or even as Iran. So there are countries where there is an open conflict between Christianity and political power. But I think the text goes much further than that. It asks you to ask us the questions, is there anything in the world that is incompatible with our faith? Is there anything that should divide us from the world? Apparently, this question is problematic. We've seen with Vatican II that Gaudium et Spes, for instance, that we are part of the world. We are actually completely an integral part of the world with its joys and suffering, hopes and despairs. So why should we hate the world of which we are part? I think the text of St. John today tells us that we need actually to discriminate between our attachment to the world as it is, because we are citizens of the world, and aspects of the world which actually separate us from Christ. And when you look at it from that angle, there's quite a number of things that really we should reject, and things that actually should reject us. I take a few examples. The fact that in the world today, the gap between the rich and the poor, between the very rich and the very poor, keeps widening. Obviously, it is an aspect of the world that no Christian should accept. The economic systems, structural systems, make that the world welcomes and accepts more and more social injustice. In my view, that part is part of the world that, according to St. John, we have to reject. Any form of abuse, gender abuse, sexual abuse, children's abuse, child abuse, belong to that category of the world as rejected in the gospel. And we could multiply the example. There are certain aspects of our world that obviously don't go along the line of the kingdom of God. Now, I think the gospel today, in conclusion, should be an invitation for us to think about to what do we identify, or to which world do we belong? The world of God, or the world which rejects God? Amen.